Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing for June 6th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a stacked show today. Anthropic open sources their internal security fuzzing framework, Google drops on-device optimized Gemma 4 models, and there's a pattern emerging around open source drops that we really need to talk about.
Yeah. Three major open source releases in a single day from Anthropic, Alibaba, and Microsoft. It feels like a coordinated assault on enterprise SaaS contracts, and I'm kind of here for it.
So let's start with the big one. Anthropic just open sourced what they're calling Defending Code Reference Harness. It's the actual internal framework they've been using to point Claude at codebases and find vulnerabilities. Harness generation, fuzz target creation, result triage, the whole pipeline, just open-sourced.
This is huge. I was reading a Hacker News thread, 370-some comments, and it's mostly seasoned security engineers saying, finally. The thing that gets me is this isn't some demo or proof of concept. This is their production tooling.
Right. And what's practical about it is you can clone the repo today, point it at your most security-critical services, and let it generate fuzz targets. If you're handling user input, off-flows, financial data, this is a weekend project that could genuinely save you from a breach.
And the architecture is model agnostic, which is the smart move. It's designed around Claude, but you could swap in other models. I think the real signal here is Anthropic racing to establish AI for defense as a category before regulators start asking hard questions about AI-discovered vulnerabilities.
Exactly. AI-powered security tooling just went from schedule a demo with our sales team to git clone. I bet every serious CI/CD pipeline has an AI fuzzing step within 12 months.
If you're selling security scanning tools right now, your moat got a lot thinner today.
All right, shifting to AI models. There's a fascinating paper on ArcSythe asking a pretty fundamental question. Do transformers actually need separate Q, K, and V projections in attention? Like, do we need all three?
That's one of those papers that makes you stop and go, wait, has anyone actually tested this rigorously? If you're fine-tuning or building custom attention layers, this could open doors to meaningfully smaller, faster models. Worth reading before your next architecture decision, for sure.
And then Google dropped quad-optimized Gemma 4 variants targeting mobile and laptop inference. Quantization-aware training, so you're getting better accuracy per bit than post-training quantization.
If you're doing on-device AI, test these against your current GGUF workflow. The accuracy gains from quant versus post-training quant can be surprisingly significant, especially at lower bit widths.
There's also an interesting empirical analysis asking whether Claude actually increased bugs in RSIG contributions. The findings are nuanced. Not a clear indictment, but if you're relying on AI for contributions to critical infrastructure, it's required reading.
Yeah, that's the kind of honest assessment we need more of. Not AI bad or AI perfect, just, here's what actually happened in a real codebase. Calibrate your review process accordingly.
On the DevTools front, Copilot Kit is surging. It's a React and Angular framework for building agent UIs with the AG UI protocol. 1,500-plus engagement on the post.
If you're building any AI product with a chat or Copilot interface, this saves you months. Streaming UI, tool call rendering, human-in-the-loop flows, all the plumbing nobody wants to build from scratch.
And Alibaba open-sourced a CLI tool for AI-powered code review. If you have data sovereignty requirements or you just want a self-hosted alternative to Copilot Code Review or CodeRabbit, this is worth evaluating.
That's interesting because that's the second major open-source code tool dropped today alongside Anthropic's. The pattern is really clear. These capabilities are commoditizing fast.
Quick one that caught my eye. A branchless quicksort implementation that beats std sort and pdqsort. If you're doing performance-critical data processing, link in the briefing, go benchmark it.
Love a good sort benchmark. The branchless approach is clever. Modern CPUs hate branch mispredictions, so eliminating them can give you surprising speedups.
Okay, infrastructure. Redis 8.8 dropped with two things I'm genuinely excited about. A native array data structure, and a built-in rate limiter.
Oh, the rate limiter is big. If you've been implementing rate limiting with Lua scripts or sorted sets. And let's be honest, most of us have, you can just drop that complexity now. That's like removing an entire class of bugs from your stack.
And Microsoft open-sourced PG Durable, a Postgres extension for durable execution. Think temporal or ingest, but living inside your database. No separate orchestration service to operate.
That's the third open source drop we're tracking today from a major player. Early days on PG Durable, but the architecture is sound. If you're building workflows and you're already on Postgres, this is compelling.
Quick security note. Ruby Gems now supports a cooldown period for newly published gems. Newly published packages can be vetted before wide adoption. If you maintain Ruby projects, just enable it. It's a real supply chain security win that costs you nothing.
A slight delay on bleeding edge gem versions in exchange for not getting supply chain attacked? That math is pretty simple.
Quick hits. There's a keyboard-driven control app called Mouseless for Mac, Linux, and Windows. Jeff Geerling tested every IKEA KVM for home labs. Meta enabled ADB on deprecated portal devices, giving them a second life. And Herb Sutter released a full-length documentary on C++ history.
Wait, a full-length C++ documentary? That's either going to be incredibly dry or secretly riveting. Knowing Herb Sutter, probably the latter.
So here's the takeaway for today. Three separate open-source drops. Anthropic's Vulnerability Scanner. Alibaba's Code Reviewer. Microsoft's PG Durable. All solving problems that were enterprise only a year ago. The build versus buy calculus for AI-augmented dev tooling is tilting hard toward build.
If you're evaluating vendors for security scanning, code review, or workflow orchestration, pause and test these open-source alternatives first. The ones that work will save you five-figure annual contracts. The ones that don't will still teach you exactly what to demand from the paid tools.
That's a wrap on Builders Briefing for June 6th. Links to everything we mentioned are in the briefing notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, go clone something.
Go clone something. I love it. See you all tomorrow.